Yeah, a very bittersweet moment. Obviously, delighted to have played for 200 times for the club, but we wanted the win today. We needed a win. We didn't get it, which was disappointing. And I thought there was times in the game where we were in complete control, and a few decisions didn't go our way, and the momentum shifted. And are a tough team to beat, especially here. And fair credit to Northampton, but I think it's one that got away for us.
Half time, and you just had that point ahead thanks to that marvellous Visser try. Then Jack Clifford exploded out of nowhere, and suddenly you were looking at it thinking, well, you're in charge of this game, weren't you?
Yeah, a couple of bits of magic from two special players, and I think that probably flattered us a little bit because I didn't think we played as well as we should have done, but two moments of a bit of individual brilliance, and then we were too soft with their tries. We let them in quite easily, and our discipline in the middle part of the pitch just gave them some momentum, gave them a chance to put the ball in our 22 and maul us, and they're a strong team, and they created a chance and scored in the second half. So disappointing. We said it was a bit of a do or die game for us. I think we're not out of it yet. We're still chasing that top four. We've got four games to go now. We've got to win all four and see where it leaves us.
Inevitably, there'll be a little bit of focus on Ben Botica's opportunities from the tee, but in weather like this, it was tough. Albeit, we had the sun for the whole match, which we weren't expecting.
Yeah, and I don't know if you picked up the wind was ridiculous down here, and I thought Bots was outstanding from the tee. I think the two he missed were tough kicks, and hit the bar with one, and just faded away. So no, I thought he was outstanding today. He's been great stepping into Nick Evans' shoes and controlled the game and put the ball in the place we need to play. And unfortunately, today was one of those days where he didn't quite get the rub of the green and didn't get that victory.
Back in club colours, of course, and you love your Quins games, I know that. How difficult is it to go from the adulation, the euphoria of last weekend, to get yourself back motivated? There were half a dozen of you in the Quins squad today.
It's not that hard. You know, you come back into a great group, and we love coming to work every day, and there's some fantastic lads. And we came back, the bubble was well and truly burst. Obviously, we came in, the lads hadn't had a great result at the weekend against Worcester, so that first team meeting, our Grand Slam bubble was well and truly burst because it wasn't great viewing. But you got to get straight back on the job, and I know that it was a huge game for us today. We prepared really well for the game, and unfortunately didn't get the result, but we've got to go again next week. We've got Newcastle at home, and obviously a must-win game for us, and you know, they're fighting for things as well, so another big game for us. Hopefully we'll get the job done.
200 appearances, the metaphorical bat was raised. It is a quite remarkable achievement. Yesterday we saw Alex Good and Chris Wiles get 200 for their club, Saracens. Today it's you for Quins. Do you think many players will now put in that sort of time with one club?
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously, I've joined in a illustrious club at Quins, you know, with the likes of Nick Easter, Mike Brown, Chris Robshaw, Hugo Monier, you know, and hopefully there'll be a lot more to come. You know, I'd love to play another 200 if I could. But no, it's great. I mean, I love the club. That's why I've never left. And since I came down, it's felt like home, and it still does 10 years on. So hopefully there's many more to come.
You remember the first one?
I do. I think it was Premiership. I think it might have been Gloucester at home.
Good times, and more good times coming for Quins.
Hope so, mate. Yeah, big end to the season. Hopefully we've got to win pretty much every game now to have a chance of aspiring to where we want to be at the end of the season. So we'll see how it goes.